Britain will see its first coronation in nearly 70 years this month with the crowning of His Majesty King Charles III. The ceremony will be held on Saturday the 6th of May at Westminster Abbey in London, and Charles will be crowned alongside his wife Camilla, the Queen Consort. The coronation will be part of a three-day celebratory weekend, with a special bank holiday on Monday the 8th. Charles actually acceded to the throne on the 8th of September 2022, on the death of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II. The period of time between her death and the coronation is considered normal in terms of the necessary mourning process and the need for preparations. Preparations for the coronation, under the code name Operation Golden Orb, have been going on for many years. Yet many of the details of the coronation ceremony are still secret. Buckingham Palace officials have declared that the coronation will reflect the monarch's role today and look towards the future, while being rooted in long-standing traditions and pageantry. Charles III is king of a generation of Britons radically different from that of the 1950s, when Queen Elizabeth II was crowned. The coronation and the king's future behaviour will be affected by the social changes that have taken place over the last 7 decades. The army is much smaller than 70 years ago, there is greater religious diversity, and terrorism concerns dominate any public event. All of this could be reflected in this month's coronation. There will probably only be around 2,000 people in the abbey. The heart of the coronation is a religious service, but now less than 50% of the population identify as Christian, and one-third of the population of England and Wales say they have no religion. The ethnic and religious diversity of Britain has grown radically since the 1950s. Charles has spoken of a wish for good value in the ceremony. There could be a so-called cost-of-living coronation, one sensitive to the hardships that many Britons face today. Less expensive, shorter in time, with fewer invitees, but also more representative of different faiths and community groups. Guests will include members of the royal family, representatives of parliament, foreign royalty, and heads of state. The coronation will be an incredible spectacle and will probably be used as a diplomatic opportunity to show the country to the world, exerting Britain's soft power. But it is also unique in many ways. No monarchy in Europe requires a coronation except the British. Only the British monarch is head of an established church, the Church of England. And only the British monarch is anointed with holy oil by a priest within a Christian rite that proclaims a divine blessing. History is an integral part of the coronation process. When the St. Edward's crown is placed on the head of King Charles III, it will be part of the 1,000 years of traditions and pageantry of British monarchy. Since 1066, the site of the abbey has been the location of the coronations of 39 English and British monarchs. The ceremony formalizes the monarch's role as head of the Church of England and marks the handing over of titles and powers from the previous monarch. Charles will swear to uphold the law and the Church of England. He will then sit in the coronation chair while the Archbishop of Canterbury anoints his hands, breast, and head with holy oil made to a secret recipe. He is then presented with the royal orb, representing religious and moral authority, then the scepter, representing power, and finally the sovereign's scepter, a symbol of justice and mercy. The Archbishop then places the solid gold St. Edward's crown on his head, only briefly, as it weighs 2.23 kilograms. After the ceremony, the King is expected to appear on the balcony of Buckingham Palace alongside the core royal family, the Queen Consort and the Prince and Princess of Wales and their children, although at the time of writing, Prince Harry had not yet confirmed his or Meghan's attendance. The coronation weekend will include multiple activities around the country. there will be street parties, drone displays, and a concert at Windsor Castle featuring global music icons Take That, The Spice Girls, and Lionel Richie. Notably, crowd favourites Adele, Ed Sheeran, Harry Styles, and Robbie Williams all declined to perform. There will, however, also be a performance from a special choir, including refugees, National Health Service workers, and members of the LGBTQ plus community. And iconic locations around the UK will be lit up using lasers and drones. On Monday, there will be neighbourhood activities around the country. Charles is the longest-serving heir to the throne and the oldest new monarch in British history. But what kind of king will Charles be? As a prince, he was used to speaking out as a campaigner on issues, but a monarch is supposed to be neutral. Charles himself once said, "I'm not that stupid. I do realise it's a separate exercise being sovereign. The idea that somehow I'm going to carry on exactly in the same way is complete nonsense." Many experts think that he will also prefer a slimmed-down monarchy, with a smaller core group of working royals. When a new monarch takes the throne, the royal profile on the country's coins is changed to face in the opposite direction. Will Charles's reign also have a different profile to that of his mother?